Huh?
Your cable?
My cable?
Hey, Apple.
My cable.
Cable.
Yes. $60 to get the one that has straight to the HDMI.
Yeah.
Like where you didn't have to
adapter
for this whole thing.
Was it Thunderbolt the same as mini or?
There's certain ones you could buy that were the same. So
yeah.
It specifically say Thunderbolt that he picked out the one that would work with it. So it's good that.
Yeah, it's good, yeah. It's good. That's why I suggest go to store. It's weird. Like this one has the mini display port, but I'm not sure if it's like Thunderbolt.
That's my lab chair.
Alright, I think Sam's bus is running a little bit late.
Did you get new brightly colored tennis shoes?
Yeah, these are my not running ones.
Let me see.
Like the running ones are like all nasty and gross. So these are my square walking around.
Nice color.
Did you get your Mac attachment figured out? And when I first saw your post, I thought you were going to go buy yourself a new computer.
I wasn't done for me, Steven.
What's that?
In the article?
Yeah.
Why did they call you Mr. Roberts, not Dr. Roberts?
I'm not a mystery.
I know, but I don't want to.
I don't know. I'm assuming that's their policy. Like, I've heard some newspapers have policies like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a chemical fire.
Yeah, so that must be.
I love my hair.
It did seem weird.
Noise, fan.
Alright.
A lot of money.
Anything else we need to talk about today? Alright, try to be a little bit more organized today. With the stuff. So webinar. So like you did a webinar what, weeks ago?
Yeah.
I guess they were just not very interesting because we haven't heard anything or not very informative or helpful or waste of time.
It was just a plug for the products.
Oh.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time going through before they even talked about my sulfite sequencing, about DNA methylation analysis, they were like, this is how you isolate DNA more efficiently, and you can scale it up to 96 well plates.
And like, if you're having a problem with this, this
kid. What company?
Omega.
Didn't you also do the GSD thing?
I ended up not doing
that. Okay. Alright, I got another one. But I'm sure it's the same thing. Yeah. Alright, Apple cable drama. You did get your cable?
Yes.
Good job.
How was that destroyed?
It wasn't that busy, and the cable was $60.
What?
To get it as one piece, where it's got the length that goes all the way to the HDMI from your port.
Yeah, why didn't you just get the adapter and the regular $1.50 HDMI cable?
She needed it that day.
I needed it within the hour.
Yeah, I don't think you have to order the $1.50 cables. So I talked to Penny. Just a reminder, so PacBio at Washington State is all set up with methylation analysis if we want to play with it. And obviously that's where Skinner is. So they have tweaked it. We can't do that here, but they can do it up there for some reason if we ever need to do that. Eagle versioning. Sam, if you get time. I'm just curious about checking in on that. So this is like what we were talking about. I don't know we're talking about it for a Silent Tower. If there was a way to get like Time Machine on Eagle in case something like that accidentally gets overwritten. So seminar, what do y'all want to do for this month? The OA thing? I think we just need like one. We did before we like pulled the trigger. We need one person to come. We need one person on board, right?
Yeah.
So maybe reach out to Emma and see if she.
I shouldn't have done anything yet.
Yeah, but just chat about an idea. Nothing formal. I mean, actually, I won't be here, but I'll be in Spain. But boy, but I still think
it'll be like me and Emma talking.
Well, everybody else will be there, but I mean, hopefully there's other people. I mean, what's the guy's name? I'm sorry, I'm on this committee. Is it Jason? Carolyn Friedman? Krabs?
Jason Miller?
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Right, so just, you know, just a little invite, just nothing formal, but just, you know, everybody have like a couple slides to talk about their project. I mean, I think that would be...
What about Andre Student who defended?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, well, anybody, but just a couple just kind of go round table talking about what they're doing. It certainly won't have to be as long as our last one, but I think we might as well do that. And, okay. But before we pull the trigger, we should get one person. And then we can make it, then we go to advertise. We'll figure.
So as long as we get, so we'll advertise more widely as soon as we get at least one more person.
That's what I would say. What do you think? Anything?
Okay.
No, I mean, it'll be time. So this is, I mentioned this to, this isn't a big deal, but just to show you what I was talking to Dan about. Well, I guess we talked about it Friday, but just the idea, he seemed to, I don't really care, but some of these queries are like very specific, like mine, I just cut and paste ones that I actually used. You know, Sam's, this one is Sam's, where it's very detailed. I think I went in there and just put this in there, the user. To us, it's kind of natural that it has to be there. But I guess it doesn't have to be there for a person to use their own table. Though I've never tried that. Has anybody tried that?
Yeah, I don't put my username
on. Okay. So, I guess it has more to do with sharing, which is important. So the other reason I just want to bring up to that, this is not just for, you know, to make them happy. So we've got a little bit of funding to make, and maybe a lot of funding if we ever hear back, to make this large scale for people who are interested in querying the Oyster data sets. So we actually use, as this stuff gets more refined, and I'll start making it more public and inviting other people to actually use it who study the Oyster or other systems. So it's not just for, just internally. So we got a small seed grant, but we're still waiting to hear from USCA, I guess. So I was, this morning I was playing around with trying to make the, since we're gonna have a lot of people around this summer, trying to make it a little bit more easy on myself to kind of organize things. So I've started this, but I just wanted to get everybody's opinion on this. So it's kind of what I've done before, but I've tried to make it a single document and put everything onto them. You've got this kind of this contract, I started calling it now, where I go over this stuff with them about safety, don't break anything, you have to be here 10 hours, just ask questions, you have to have a notebook, you have to call me if you're not going to be here, you have to maintain a cap, you have to be on the calendar, and you have to make an effort to attend lab meetings.
What's your 774 number?
That's the lab, MRC 305. Google Voice thing, so if somebody calls it, they can leave a message. Normally they just email me or something, but I just put it on there. And then I'm going into detail about each one, like the calendar, how to use it, and the wiki, you know, how to join it, and that kind of stuff. And then like, I don't even know what Sam does, but Sam, you talk to them about something specific.
Yeah, have a form.
Right. So maybe if you, you know, could put some more of that on there. And is there any other kind of
lab notebook? Like, you can have a notebook. Is that in the wiki?
Yeah, you're right. It probably needs to be more detailed of how to do it. So that's another thing you could work on. It's like, under here, I might put re-emphasize the daily part of it, and then how to do it. We probably have a video on how to somewhere.
Yeah.
Or best practices too.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Does anybody have any other?
Well, I ran to Marina.
Yeah.
And she said that she hadn't really heard from you if you wanted her to help out with anything. So I kind of told her that we were thinking of asking her to help with some field work.
Yeah, so she talked to me in class. So, you know, she did the field work. I think she's willing to volunteer up to a full day to a week too. So I just told everybody it's basically after exams. And I'll start contacting them. Before we get back to people, are there any other things that we should make them do?
That seems like the biggest thing is people signing up notebooks, making sure that data are in there.
What about like, do they need to learn Eagle?
I don't know how you make that
easier. then it's the Eagle.
Like to start filing.
Yeah. I think
that's just us.
Yeah, they probably have. I mean, at this point, we might want to. Yeah, at one point, you set up like a common one.
Yeah, there's an SRL lab.
Then maybe we'll just participate people. Maybe we just do it that way. Who knows? I mean, I think it'll work out the way we kind of structure this. As long as we have an Olympia Oyster project, we'll be fine. Otherwise, we're going to have to start cutting people. Yeah, so just some more input. Anything else that we want to like curtail at the beginning? Fresh start kind of stuff?
I mean, is there a place where they can put their schedule?
Yeah, so they do have, one part is the calendar, and it says they have to put it on.
When they're here.
When they're going to be here. So that's.
Should they see the blog?
So this is the lab calendar, and it says the common mistake of newbies is they put it on their own calendar, and it's send me your email and I'll set you up. But yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is I haven't really, it's just a draft, but I have that as a section. Is give me your email and Google. This is where most of your communication is. And I also point them to read this so they, come in here with the kind of background knowledge of what people are doing. That's the main. I mean, that's kind of what I wanted to do. Is kind of get them to take the initiative from the beginning. I can actually send them this page and they can have all of this done before they come in with that paper. Instead of me scurrying to print it out, they can come with the printed out, we can go over it, I can sign it, and they can know everything. So if there's anything like if it's a document or something, that they can do it ahead of time only and not bother us, that's what I'm kind of thinking. Alright, so let me know if you think of anything else. I just put this up because this is how I did it. It's kind of related to what Emma was saying, asking about last week about how do you make the code look like the code. And this is this is how I started writing stuff. It's called Markdown, and it looks like this. So this is actually a screenshot of the program I'm using, but it's similar to how you get those like encode things. Do a back tick or space to space in for. UW TV, be here tomorrow. Who's gonna act like they're doing science? Claire?
Me? Am I? I can't.
Well, somebody needs to be here.
I'll be here.
Oh, you'll be here one? Okay. They're doing some story on Dean, and they just need some B-roll footage, and I'm not doing that. But that's what they call it.
Okay.
mean, I'd do it if it was A-roll footage, but I'm not walking into B-roll footage.
No. Well, so now you're about to do the comment. Now I see. Sam should be relegated to B-roll stuff. I think that's super.
That'd be good for him.
I mean, it's below me, but.
I didn't
go all the way through that in my head.
All right, so this is enough. So just a personnel update. So Jennifer is going to
PU.
Personnel
yeah,
update.
Yeah, I know. We got the FU and we got the PU.
Yeah.
Right.
Still every time I see that. I know. Be here the 14th, so I guess it's next Friday. So just think about that, what that means.
Who is she?
She was the one that used to be here that went to Starbucks.
Who
still
is
she?
Well, I don't recognize her last name. Did she want to start coming in once a week?
I believe so for a full day. She got her Starbucks cut to 4 hours.
That's awesome. For 410s?
410s, yeah, I believe. I think she's still applying for paid jobs, so I don't. Maybe like the Hutch and another place that looked good, so she might get those. But in the meantime, I think she's gang. So hopefully she can jump back into what she was doing before.
Yeah, we have the flowers.
Yeah.
So maybe next week I'll do the first 2 days of the meetup stuff, and then she can do the third day?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do all 3 days, and she can do the job.
Probably, that's what I would wait for.
I'll do the meetup next week.
Yay. Or she can do, so you don't have to do
the
that.
The third day is just an ethanol precept, so she can probably
right.
do that.
Oh, I'm sure there's other stuff she can do. I mean, you don't, yeah, I mean, if you don't have time, I mean, we can, I'm sure she can.
Well, it's not very expensive.
Okay.
It's not 6 hours a day.
All right, it's a weekly update, so what are you doing? What have you done the past week?
From Wednesday.
I was working on more of the database stuff for the bisulfite gale data. I feel like I'm ready to start like writing and organizing this week and just to see where gaps are.
Uh-huh.
And then I reviewed a paper that was ultimately rejected, so I'm glad I spent so much time on that.
It was rejected fast.
Yeah,
Yeah. When did you turn it in?
I was late.
Oh.
So
they were waiting
late.
On you. Okay.
Yeah. I know. Still. Isn't that terrible? I can't believe it. And then I honestly really am going to isolate DNA this week. I just had to look back at my ladies because I want to make sure that they're all ladies. They're kind of the same stage for both my treatment and control. And so I got my animals. I'm going
to
do.
To raise.
Yep.
All right. How did you, Brent?
Last week was trying to chase down money for a special issue. I had no results yet.
No results.
I had some nibbles here and there. This week I'm going to get that literature review off my plate. I have to hound one of the co-authors a little bit. And I have an executive summary thing to write for the final report, which is getting over my head.
Yeah.
But as far as oldies go, I have nothing.
What's the next thing Katie's doing?
She was going to, maybe today even, do a sort of formal test of air exposure and what percentage open up when they're reimbursed to see if that's a good pre-treatment for the anesthetization. So, but she, I don't know if she's came in early and did that or not.
Oh, this is going to be a class. What'd you say?
Isolated DNA from the oyster that Brett was named Pet for PET file sequencing. So, I'll probably get that sample today.
Are you winging around this week?
Today's home. Today.
How about you, Claire?
Last week I was just prepping my lecture, I have to grade lab reports, which I'll hopefully tomorrow, I would say. And then I want to do the MVD for the controls, make sure that works so I can just process my samples.
Right, right. Well, what we talked about last week is running just the controls and see.
So I'll probably do that this week and then keep analyzing my data. But I'll be, my schedule will be a lot more free in the next few days after this week.
Miss you, Emma.
I worked on my paper. I'm catching up on the literature that have kept up with. Wow. Yeah. Do you know where Jop is?
He's trying to track Jop now.
Yeah. It's been 2 emails now.
You have his phone number.
Yeah.
I would just keep trying to call him. If he hasn't answered, he doesn't do email very well anymore for some reason. Like, I think he visits it maybe once a week and then he picks 10 to respond to. And I would just call him. He, as far as I know, is around.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, so I'm just trying to get the paper done. And catching plagiarism wherever I go.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. Four? Those videos were freaking awesome.
Totally.
Yeah.
You see the last one?
I didn't use it far. I didn't get all of it. They spent a lot of time on it.
See the which one?
The Tongue Louse one?
Oh, Tongue Louse.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see
the
that
song
one.
The song at the
end? I know. I can't believe they sang that whole freaking thing.
It's the
Brick House.
Started.
Oh, my God.
You did it to Brick House?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Are we gonna play it?
It's
so good.
It was insane. So well, and I'm glad I actually watched all the way through that video because I was like, okay, I'm done with the phone call voices and stuff. I was like, this is getting a little boring.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I got
but
to the
just
end.
Just go to the end. Yeah, the beginning.
It's soon. Probably like 4 minutes in at least. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of them do not take all that time for.
No, all of them is way too last minute.
Yeah, wow. I know. The voice thing is
weird. Does it start up again?
That's awesome.
That's good. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Starting now. So, the only time Giles is not here was the one time I wanted to run something and buy him. If I'm doing anything right. Oh well. Well, that was just the showed up there. Well, I guess I have a picture of it. It's what Sam's doing for Carolyn. Which you can also see there. But I did this for Giles just to show. But I mean, this is, we were talking about. This is a follow-up from Friday.
Yeah.
In my mind, that I mean, it was designed where that where what Lisa said doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but then if there's phage in these libraries, then when we do de novo assembly for creating a backbone,
mm-hmm.
won't the phage end up getting mapped to the backbone?
Here's what happened is you did this one step and you kind of just removed what you were positive was ribosomal stuff from the abalone. That was just to reduce sequence numbers. And then from there, you take all those unmapped reads, and then you map it back to some kind of phage data set.
Yeah.
Right? And so that might give you a clue if anything's a phage. Because what we did is we made no assumptions of what there was a phage in any of these at the beginning. That was the assumption.
Okay.
So you map all of them to this master phage data set, which is, could be, just a bunch of phage genomes.
Yeah. I guess I interpreted the rough map there as creating a reference with the backbone from all those. It's easy to just...
No, what I had enough of this ref map was ref mapping everything back to these abalone ribosomal sequences. That was part of...
Oh, to the ribosomal
sequences. And at this point would be all unmapped reads
that
were not... ribosomal.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
And then taking all those that you were positive weren't ribosomal, could be anything. There were probably most of them were abalone, but if there were any phage, it'd be in there. And either trying to map all these unmaps to this master phage data set, and you can also take them and do a de novo assembly.
Right.
And do it that way. So that's kind of how I was thinking. So the other kind of topic is the cleanup and refocusing of the blog. So
you kind of brought it up a little bit a couple meetings ago.
Yeah.
Rebecca, we posted every Friday, there's just other stuff that I feel like, isn't necessarily indicative of what we do as a lab. It's fun to have fun stuff on there, but there was the space station stuff, which is cool. How does that relate to, our lab? And I don't know, I get tired of all the scientific drawings and shellfish stuff. And so I feel like the blog is just a lot of...
tumbles. Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And there's a trade-off, I guess, between actually having some regular content on there, which... I guess at this point in time, we don't have that much regular content. But papers and stuff that get posted, those are good. But I don't know. I just feel like it's.
The other idea is the perception of, is that really our blog? Mm. I mean, it is to us.
Yeah.
So it's also the idea of the public perception. I mean, it's.
Right.
In theory.
Because, all this stuff goes to Facebook, too, right?
Well, yeah, but. Everything goes to Facebook, but it also goes to here. I mean, to me, something more official would be here, right? And then technically, this is WordPress, and this is, and actually everything is blogged. So, that to me, that's the, the crappy content on here too, but it's just not highlighted.
don't know, I was just throwing it out.
Yeah, no, no. What does anybody else think about that? Anybody else?
You guys are going to need the block.
Well, that's the thing, like, I post things to Google Plus.
Yeah.
Like papers and things like that, and random stuff that would probably be bloggy, but I just share with you guys on Google Plus.
Yeah.
Easier, and I get feedback about it because people can comment and put plus things on it, which makes me feel good about myself.
Yep. No, yep. That's good. So you have that.
So I guess there's not, I don't put a lot of incentive to add lab content to the blog.
Right. I mean, mainly it's a place where we, we've had it from just about from the beginning of Tumblr. Right?
Yeah.
I'm noticing that when they just got, somebody just bought them. I was looking back at the date. It's like 2007 is when we started it. It's an easy way for us to post stuff and link this stuff, too. I mean, it was kind of a tool in the beginning. And now it's just kind of auto-populated by stuff that's relevant around us. And most of it's all, everything's about automated. Because that's the thing, it gets back to, nobody has really had the interest to do, like, mainline blogging. And if they did, there's something wrong. They're not working hard enough. And if they did, they would probably, I would suggest doing it like on their own space too, just for the for the people who are going who are going on with them. But then again, there's, we want to get as much bang for the buck in terms of the effectiveness of sharing stuff too, right? Does anything happen here?
That's what I follow Robert's on Facebook?
Did you look?
That's the thing, when it comes down to it, you know. Yeah. Most of it's just for us. Most of the stuff what we do is just for ourselves, except the stuff that I pull out and highlight here. And my guess is anything. Well, today there's probably a lot of traffic here because of that article.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not the article, because the article didn't link anything. I don't know if y'all looked at it.
Oh, okay.
But there was like no links at all. But then they don't.
It's kind of funny because they're talking about all metrics.
And they don't they don't link. They don't link our website. They don't link anything. The use of it. It was very. It's very weird. It must just be their policy. But there was links in the article. It just wasn't to our stuff. But then you know everybody on Twitter got in and started linking to it, and asking people to do stuff.
Cool.
Linking to this page primarily. You know, that has all the API, with all the APIs on it. Yeah, so I'm open to any ideas about how to rearrange things, but personally, I'm going to try to make an effort to post up more public on the public side of Google Plus to get more interaction, but. So that's,
That's still a limited lobby to some degree, because I think a lot of people are just Google Plus.
Yeah. So where, so it gets back to why do we do this? So do we do anything for the public's benefit? I mean, the goals are primarily for, hopefully, to help, you know, organize thoughts about goals. When I said goals, you're their monthly goals?
Mm-hmm.
And what's Oh, you got to do that? To organize thoughts about what's going on.
That's 2 out of 3.
Hmm?
2 out of 3 got their stuff done, I thought.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But where would a, do we care about a bigger audience? Where would that bigger audience be? Okay, do we care about a bigger audience?
Yeah. I try to, like, when have paper come out, I try to post just across platforms.
Yeah, that's what I mean, that's what I do.
But on a daily basis, that ends up taking more time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I feel like what we do is, what we have is fine.
Yeah.
You know, as far as you want to call outreach.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, what I thought, it's just very disparate. That's my favorite word, disparate. Kind of, we just throw everything everywhere. But I mean, to me, that's a strategy.
Yeah.
Anything takes. I mean, some of these, because things that go on Tumblr are going on Facebook, are going on to this page.
It's like podcast buying.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of, too.
Then hopefully we're not, it's not too spammy. I mean, that's what I mean. So.
I think I just feel spammed by our blog. I agree with Sam. I look at it and I'm like, I don't want to spend time even looking through this for stuff I'm interested in. Because there's so much stuff that just.
That's a good point. Yeah. Well, we could. Yeah. Okay. I could cut all the stuff. I was just doing that as like a way to get content, to continue content potentially attracting somebody. So it's kind of I agree though. At a certain point, it becomes annoying. But if it becomes annoying to us, it doesn't really matter because I'm not trying to attract us. But if it becomes annoying to somebody else, yeah. Then again. I doubt it in that format. But yeah, I can see that. But to be honest with you, who's really looking? I mean, who really knows who we are and who's really looking at that? But to me, I know because I have the analytics and not very many. maybe that's a good topic for one. Well, maybe next week or something, I'll show you all the analytics of why people look at what they look at and what they're looking at.
Really?
Yep. Speaking of web properties, what about this week in FTR, Sam and Pat?
You know, my TWIP is a video. It's on Eagle in your Wrapped Apps folder.
Video?
Yeah, I was inspired by that. Oh, aren't
you?
It's in Wrapped Apps. It's just twif.mp4. Scroll down all the way.
This one?
Yep.
Whoa.
This is a good point that you should be making your own. So from here on out. Oh my god. That's pretty cool. Awesome.
There we go. That's awesome!
2 minutes on the dot.
Wow, that is cool.
Thanks.
Thank you, undergrads.
An inspiration.
Yeah.
So then what'd you make it?
I ended up buying some software that is a little bit better than Windows Media.
Yeah.
Windows comes with Windows Movie Maker or something like that. So this is Corel's Video Studio or something.
Yeah, that's what some of the people in class have been using that.
Corel. Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess UW didn't have a license to that.
What?
I guess UW didn't have a license to that.
I actually didn't look.
Yes, we want to put it on the TWIFT playlist. This is episode 5. So I can put it up or you can put it up, whatever. It's on NRC, it's on MRC now.
Okay.
We can leave the audio in. Worst thing they can add, the worst thing they'll say is this thing. That's what happened with me. Oh, that's pretty cool. Does it have a little, it has a little header on it? What does it say? DNA. This week in FTR, DNA isolation, that's pretty cool. Cool.
The worst part is, so I did the shit on Friday, right? And I started out with the lab dark, you know, like started rolling and, you know, like wanting the lights to come on and all the shit, do it all. And I got home on Friday night and went to go through all the images and essentially, as soon as I turned the lights on, the camera never readjusted the exposure, so everything was
white.
Yeah, essentially white and totally overexposed, so I had nothing. So I came in Saturday morning, like at 8:30, and redid the DNA isolation.
No!
Yeah, holy shit, was I bummed on Friday night.
Oh my god.
I mean, the rotating stuff I had taken pictures of with my other cameras, and I knew that stuff was fine, but the whole DNA isolation procedure of me, you know, working and then walking, you know, between the labs and having to walk down the office again, I had to do all that. So I had a beer at like 9 a.m.
you had to.
Yeah, I was like, well, I opened it. It's not going to stay good until next Friday, so.
Wait, even the beer was washed out?
Yeah, everything. So I ended up Googling it. It turns out that there's an issue with the GoPro camera, whatever version I have, that if you set the time lapse for half a second, like picture every half a second or picture every second, it will not auto adjust the exposure if the light changes like that. So like skydivers have gotten screwed by that. Like they start off and the plane's dark. They jump out and it's super bright and then they get to the ground and they're like, oh, I've got nothing. So as long as you set the interval to like a picture every 2 seconds or greater, the camera will properly expose to light changes.
So that's a function of how long it takes it to adjust the auto exposure.
But you'd think after a couple of images. So holy shit. I did not
believe that. Oh my god, I can't believe that happened.
I know.
I can't believe you came in and did it.
I know.
Well, I mean shit. I mean I spent so much time freaking taking pictures of this stupid spinning stuff and then I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to talk about for TWIFT if I don't have anything to talk about. Like, this is my whole plan.
Yeah. Almost as much as spider pranks.
Yeah. All right, so who's doing this week in FTR next week?
I think you had mentioned maybe, did we talk about last week that you were potentially going to demonstrate or could show us how to, was it the same way you
were iPython thing.
Oh, iPython.
Yeah, maybe that's what.
Yeah. Yeah, so that reminds me, so you probably saw, so on the so the updated Oyster thing I have, the to have two gene expression, RPKM for each gene for the two tissues with the methylation down to. So all of that can just be brought in just by pulling in this URL and going in. But at some point, I think it would be cool to get proteomic data. But I will get you a new, it's going to be a little data. I'll take a look at what format that's in your paper. Because it's going to be kind of tricky to do. You might be fun to kind of have to do it to create tracks for that too. But anyway, this is the IPython.
Yeah, I'd have to run it
out of the room. I don't think I'm going to. If there's anything else y'all think would be interesting to look at when you do your analyses, let me know, and if you don't already have it, I'll try to come up with it. I'll probably put the SAM, I can put the SAM and BAM files in, but I might not link them. I might put them separate because I think it'll
turn. Do you have that expression data where you have the full bar per gene? Can you have that for exon?
Yeah, that was the one thing that I took out that I had on it earlier. Was per exon. I have that for the sperm data. I can't remember if it's uploaded for that, but that's what this data is.
Yeah.
I took that tracked off because I didn't have a comparable track ready this weekend, but the track's available, but this is per exon.
Yeah. Someone, like the differences overlap with the gene, the differences between the two tissues. You know, like this guy drops off and goes no methylation down here, and this guy's still up really high. It'd be kind of fun to have the per exon data on there.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no per exon, and this is funny, maybe it's ranked in the sperm. But what you're saying is if you had the Gil exon level, we'll see if it was, I still can't find anything definitive. I was also thinking about coloring these based on function. But you must have a track for differential expression somewhere, right? Differential methylation, I mean, right?
Differential methylation?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. Okay.
Anyway, all right, that's it.